Welcome back. You are listening to Ginny Unfiltered. Joining us now is Ian Black. He's a former MLA for the BC Liberals from 2005 to 2011. He was a minister with Gordon Campbell. He was an MLA from Port Moody, Coquitlam. He was also the CEO of the Vancouver Board of Trade, and he also is now running to be the leader of the BC Conservative Party. So good morning, Ian.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Thank you, Ian. Ian, what made you throw your hat in to be the leader of the BC Conservatives?
Well, I thought my time in politics was done, to be honest. I mean, you know the journey. It's a lot of work. It's a grind. The travel schedule is hard. But you also know what it's like when you care about something very passionately and when you're worried about something very with deep concern. And that's kind of where I landed when I looked at the landscape and saw that I see British Columbia really struggling. Our finances are a mess. We've got a government that seems to have lost its way in so many ways as I'm hearing across the province. Obviously, the First Nations file is a major concern because of people for the first time in their history, frankly, are wondering whether they actually own their own properties. But it goes beyond DRIPA and the implications of that difficult situation with our Indigenous people. It goes to the economy. People are worried about their jobs. They see their children leaving the province, including two of mine, by the way. They're in Toronto now, and I'd like them back. And so they're worried about the jobs. They're worried about the deficit. They see housing affordability has not been addressed, and they're seeing crime and the extortion situation absolutely unacceptable, and they want something done about it. And they see a government that's basically run out of gas and run out of ideas and is starting to do some real damage to the financial framework for their future.
So right now, Ian, there are seven of you in the running. I know it started off with being almost a magical dozen. But the seven of you running now, so if people are out there trying to decide who they want to vote for, what do you feel differentiates you from the others?
Well, I've been hearing loud and clear that there are three criteria for the next leader of this party. Number one, somebody who's actually led something. They've actually been in charge of an organization, a group of people, got them on the same page, set expectations that for each other, and then measured those and held each other accountable, and then together achieved something that they never have before, either collectively or individually. So I've been CEO of six or seven different technology companies, and as you mentioned, the Board of Trade, and I've definitely got that experience. Number two is they need somebody who understands economic public policy. We're in the worst financial shape in this province in our history, where the debt has tripled, that's now choking the ability to service our citizens in some very important ways. So we need somebody who understands economic public policy. And I was not only a cabinet minister for economic development and small business, but I also served in the provincial treasury board and understand how to craft what is now a $90 billion a year budget. And third is they need somebody who sat at that cabinet table, who understands how the wheels of government work, who can step into the role of premier on day one and actually start to address these many concerns. I'm the only one in this contest who has all three of those things. Two or three of the folks involved have never been elected to anything before. And although it is very important for great citizens to step forward and put themselves forward into public life, who've got great backgrounds from their own areas of passion, frankly, what you did, but we don't think that their first job should be Premier of British Columbia. And that's one of the big differentiators in this race. I'm the only one in the position with the right balance of experience, proven leadership multiple times, and understanding economic public policy who can govern the province as Premier on day one.
Ian, I think on this one, I can agree with you that when you are choosing the leader of the province, the official opposition, and maybe, and you certainly would wish that to be true, to be the next premier of this province, then experience matters. Experience matters. And not only experience in politics, but the kind of background you bring with you. Because these are very difficult economic times, and I would say that looking at your credentials as a CEO of the Vancouver Board of Trade, you having been a cabinet minister and led a number of companies, that you absolutely demonstrate you have that what it takes. Now it's going to be up to voters, and just for our members, This is not going to be decided by old British Columbians. This is going to be decided by those who are members of the BC Conservative Party. So, Ian, if people want to join your campaign, and what are the steps they have to take?
Well, you've tagged it precisely. Thank you. First of all, you're right. If you're not a member, you cannot vote for the leader of the party. And so to become a member, you can go to my website, which is www.ianblack.ca. And it's all the variations of Ian will work. I've got all the domain names registered. So it's ianblack.ca, or you could go to bcconservative.ca as well. But ianblack.ca will take you to my website. There's a link there for signing up and making donations. And if they are a member, they must join in the next 3.5 weeks, because the cutoff is I believe, April the 18th. And then they can join up online. And then the vote takes place in May. There'll be a couple of debates. There's one on April 8th, one on April 28th, and I think the 24th. So there'll be lots of time to see the different candidates, but you must be a member to vote. And it's $25 for 4 years. And so that gives you the rights to vote in this contest and pick me as the next leader of the BC Conservative Party.
Ian, you have 1 minute for your final message. Not final, because we hope you will come back before May the 30th, because we do want the listeners to be able to make an informed choice. So in 1 minute, what's your final message? And we are tight for time.
The problems facing this province are very large and very complicated. It is easy to use the sound bites about repeal DRIPA or change education or change healthcare, but I'm the only candidate in this contest who actually understands what that means, that has the ability to be thoughtful and deliberate and principled, but also armed with the actual experience of the mechanics of governing to understand how to make that possible and to bring as many people along for that ride as you need to make the big changes that British Columbia needs. Our best days are ahead of us, and with me as the leader of the BC Conservative Party and hopefully the next premier, we will bring to life that potential for the families across this great province.
Just so that our listeners know, we have had three of the other candidates on already, and we certainly will give opportunity for every candidate to come and put their perspective forward. But Ian, I really want to thank you, and it was good to see you over the weekend in the community, because that is important. And I wish you the best of luck, but don't get too excited. I say that to all the candidates I have interviewed, because it takes a lot of courage to put your name forward. And I certainly hope that the membership will make a decision that will be good for the province. So thank you so much, Ian.
It's a privilege to be in this contest, and it's a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Thank you, and to all of your listeners.
Thank you.